praise the Lord, everybody. It's the pastor coming right at you. What's going on, world? How y'all doing? One Life Movement coming right at you.
You know, OneLifeOutreachMinistries.com. We're live. We're on the books. What's going on? How's everybody doing? Please go to OneLifeOutreachMinistries.com. When you go there, you can go and click on Join Us. Join us now so we can go ahead and keep your email address here on file and give you any updates in regards to the One Life Show, One Life Outreach Ministries, and or Blessings by Lady. Amen, amen, amen. So listen, God is so good. I want to go ahead and just jump right on into this teaching here, okay? So again, I know I've said it like a million times over that there is an agenda. There is an agenda. There is a basis for the agenda, and there is a way around, through, a way to navigate this actual agenda. There is. And OneLifeOutreachMinistries.com, the pastor coming right at you, the One Life Show, Blessings by Lady. We got another business as well called Backyard Thrift. We are here for you. You can always email us at pastoronelife@gmail.com. That's pastoronelife@gmail.com. Okay, so look at this. What I want you to do first is turn to your Bible. Go to 1 Peter 5 and 8. All right, that's the first thing I want you to do. First thing I want to break down for us to look at is about the actual agenda. Okay, I want you to see what the agenda is. Okay. 1 Peter 5 and 8 reads, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." Okay, again, I'm going to go back to it. I want to read it. 1 Peter 5 and 8, it says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." Now, I do know, without a shadow of a doubt, I do know the first part of this verse is very important. And it starts off reading, "Be sober." I mean, just think about that for a moment. Out of everything that we do in life, why would the scripture itself start off, "Be sober"? It can only mean really one thing, that when we're not sober, we're not focused, we're not aware. You know, they say, well, you know, I only smoke with weed, that's all I smoke, so I'll puff here and there. It's still a chemical that's messing with the imbalance of the mind. It's still something that messes with the mind. So you're still what? You're not sober. Okay. That's one thing about this agenda that we have to be more cognizant of, is of being of a sober mind. When we are of a sober mind, we're able to actually view, we're actually able to focus, we actually are able to see. Plus, on top of that, which is my favorite, going straight from the word, is doing what? Using spiritual discernment. I love it. You can't be all high up out of your mind, and you can't use you can't use your actual discernment. We need to use our discernment. It is very, very important, okay? Now, it says that, and then it says the word "because." We look at 1 Peter 5 and 8. Be sober, right? Then it says be vigilant. Then it says because. So it tells you what to be, and then it's going to give you the reason why you need to be this way. Be sober, be vigilant, because. There's a because there. Isn't that awesome? There is a because there. Because is there for the fact of, and again, there should be a, it gives you a reason. It starts off saying what you need to be, and then it gives you the reason why you need to be that way. Just love the Word of God so much. So anyone who says, oh, the Bible contradicts itself for this and the other, you don't know your Bible. You don't know it. Then it says, because your adversary, right? The devil. I love this scripture, and I love to break this down in this matter and in this format just for understanding, because it tells you what to be, then it's because it's going to give you the reason why you need to be, and then it gives you exactly what it is, your adversary. It didn't say maybe your adversary. It's telling you what's happening. Your adversary, the devil, walk about like a roaring lion. And if you ever watch any like National Geographic, I have watched it. I seen what a roaring lion does. It looked like they're looking for prey, walking back and forth, spying on you, looking at you, king of the jungle, showing you, I got you. And that's how, and when you think about it, that's how Satan's looking at us right now. He's like, I got you. You can't escape now. I got you. Which way you gonna go? Which way you gonna go? Rocking back and forth, or just pacing back and forth. Pacing back and forth, going to scoop real low, ready to bounce. Seeking whom he may devour. Wow. Seeking whom he may devour. It's important, y'all. Come on. It's time for us to be in the Word of God. It's time to get your life right with Christ. I'm telling you. Because he is seeking whom he may devour. And you know, here at OneLifeOutreachMinistries.com, we don't want it to be you. We don't want it to be you, all right? So now, let's go into the actual agenda. What I want you to do is turn in your Bibles to 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. It says, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but of the world. So, when we look at 1 Peter 5 and 8, it says, be sober, be vigilant in being sober, okay? Be vigilant in staying the path of Christ. Because Satan is out here seeking whom he may devour like a roaring lion. Then you go down to 1 John chapter 2, start at verse 15 and 16. And believe me, saints, church, when you get a chance, just read the whole books, both of the books yourself that we're going over, okay? Because what I want you to understand is that God is saying here, don't love the world, right? Or the things of the world. The Bible teaches us that we need to store up for heavenly things. Store our life up in heaven, not on earth. Store it up in heaven, not on earth. And it reads here in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 16, verse 19, it says, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy it, and where thieves break in and steal. Verse 20, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves don't break in and steal. You see that? So this is what we need to be doing, because when we're doing it this way, Satan can't come in and destroy it, right? But when we do it of the way of the world, then the love of the Father is not in you, because you're more dependent on what this world can give you versus what God can give you. See, that's the big difference. We're too worried about on what the world says, on how the world operates, how the world does this and how the world does that. I know. My job made me lie. I really needed a day off. I was burnt out. I know. I get it. I'm a human being right along with you. I have obstacles in my life just like you do, okay? I don't want you to think, oh, I'm by myself, Pastor, you don't know. I know, and I get it 100%. But I'm letting you know, right? Bible also says for us to have a repentive heart. Means that we have to repent all the time. We are repenting for our sins constantly, daily. We're fasting constantly and daily because we know how this world is. But this is saying don't love the world or the things of the world. Talking about possessions of this world. Why are we so caught up about what this world can give us? I know. Pastor, I can't pay my bills. Pastor, I'm having a hard time paying my bills. The Bible teaches us that God shall supply our needs according to his riches and his glory. That's what God says. So with that scripture and what we're going over here about the agenda, you should be able to put those, read those together, pray and meditate on those to understand that God's going to make sure your needs are met, right? According to his riches and glory, according to what he wants us to have. I know we want to be millionaires. We want to stop working for people. We want to work for ourselves. I know the business is not going the way that it should be. My ministry is not flourishing. My ministry is not prospering. I know. I'm trying to write this book. The book's not working out. I get it. One thing I never said, nor does the Bible say, that anything was going to be easy. And the reason why it's not as easy as we would want it to be, saints, is because that of our human nature. That's why. And then it goes on in verse 16, 1 John chapter 2 and verse 16. For all that is in the world, you see that? It's giving you exactly what's in this world. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And if you really get into it, all of this lust and desire leads up to absolutely nothing. You're not on Matthew chapter 19 no more. I'm sorry, chapter 9, verse 19. You're not doing any of that. You're not storing any treasures up in heaven. It's about what can I get right now? What can I get right now to satisfy my craving? What can I get right now to satisfy what I see? What can I get right now that I can boast on? What is it that I can show everybody? I've made it. What is it that I can do? What is it that I can get? What is it that I can show? There's nothing. I'm telling you, because then it goes on and says, is not the Father, but of this world. Everything, all of this desire and lust that we want, it's not of God. It's not of God. This is why we see homosexuality running rampant. This is why we're seeing gun violence running rampant. This is why we see kids killing kids running rampant. Because the desires of the world, and as parents, we need to start locking things down. I'm talking about spiritually, mentally, and physically. It's time for us to be on our face before the Lord to get our families back together, okay? And I'm letting you know right now, pride. Pride is the leading cause of this agenda. Because when you take pride, right? Pride is nothing but boasting about everything negative that you can possibly tell the world. I have this. I'm flashy. I'm boasting. I'm proud. No. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, right? All of that pleasure that you look for that your flesh goes after. So this is why we got homosexuality. This is why we have pornography. This is why we have pedophilia. This is why we have a lot of lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, right? What you see is what you want to go after. I know the person in front of you may have that $1 million that you're looking for, but it doesn't mean that you need to rob them to get the $1 million, because that means that it's not going to last long as $1 million for you. You can't do nothing with it. Nothing with it. And the pride of life, you can't boast about anything. If we're out here robbing, killing, stealing, and killing, how can we boast about anything? There's nothing to boast about. There's nothing that we can obtain that's going to help us in our lives to greater, further our lives at all. This is the pastor coming right at you. That's part one of the agenda. It's part one of the agenda. I keep going over and over again because God keeps giving me more and more revelation about the agenda. The agenda. This is the pastor coming right at you. Please, OneLifeOutreachMinistries.com, BlessingsByLady.com, The One Life Show. We are here. We are on the books. If you don't know God, it's time for you to get to know God, because the devil is real, which means that God is real as well. God bless y'all. Thank you very much for listening to The One Life Show. This is the pastor coming right at you. So thankful very much for listening to The One Life Show. It is very important for you to know as a believer that we are here for you. It's also for you to know as a believer that despite what you're going through, God always loves you. God will always love you. I don't care what the sin that you're in dealing with, He will always be there for you. And what I want you to know and to understand, because He loves you so much that He wants you to be saved, and He makes it very easy to be saved. In the book of Romans chapter 10 verse 9 in the New King James Version reads that if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. He makes it just that easy. Just that easy. Only thing you got to do is open up your mouth and says, Lord, I receive you in my heart. In the name of Jesus, I believe that Jesus dies and rose on the third day. Lord, I thank you for saving me. And what you got to do from there, saints, is just believe. This is the pastor coming right at you. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you again for listening to The One Life Show. God bless all.